This is Shir 12 in our series on Avodah Zarah Bitachon. In this Shir, we're bringing various sources confirming that a person can rely on Hashem to the point where an outcome becomes Vaday Toiv, certainly good. And at some point, we're going to have to analyze if the Chazon Ish is arguing with them or if there's a way to answer the words of the Chazon Ish with these commentators. In the Sefer HaMaspik Lo'idei Hashem, in Perek HaBitachon, the author describes a Ma'ale Shlishis, a third level of a Ba'al Bitachon. This is a level where a person is batuach v'hashkochas v'shalaisov, sure of attaining his requests. The person has absolute clarity that they will receive what they want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mamin b'zois b'vaday. He believes in this with certainty. U'belis v'ikos, without doubts. It is for sure going to happen. And he says, though, that this level, most people are not going to get to, and only somebody that it was revealed to him in a vision of Nevuah, a prophecy, that they tell him over something about the future, he can get to the level of certainty, because he is given a promise straight from Shemayim. The Maaseh continues that, however, that a high spiritual level can sometimes grant a similar intuition. V'goydel munosei v'kudushasei, from the greatness of his faith and holiness, a servant of Hashem will experience a tovoi hargosha mukdemes, a prior feeling. U mikoyach hargosha zu yiftach v'davar hu kefi ma'ale shlishis. From the strength of this feeling, he will rely on that matter according to the third level, even without a direct revelation of prophecy. This is exactly what happened with Hillel HaZaken, the Gemara we discussed last night in Shir 11. He was sent that special feeling, the prerequisite for certainty. According to the Maaseh, without that special revelation or feeling from heaven, Hillel would not have been able to say he was muftach, certain that there was no tzara, trouble, in his house. The Maaseh repeats this foundation once again, and he says, as long as the Navi, prophet, hasn't attained enay tzarach lemer tzadik akadosh, it goes without saying that a holy tzadik, that the strength and feeling, as long as the tzaddik and navi hasn't been sent the special feeling of nevuah from Shemayim, hare yorei lenashe, he is scared for himself until he is given that special revelation. Rav Itzlov Elojner, however, in Sefer Pe Kadosh, argues explicitly against the Maaseh's interpretation of the Gemara. He says Hillel's certainty was not from a revelation, but rather because of his perfect bitachon. He teaches that bitachon ze atzmoi siba lahatzolo mikol ro. This bitachon itself is a cause for salvation from all evil. It grants total protection. One who has absolute reliance that no harm will occur earns absolute shemira min hamazikin, protection from damagers. This matches the Vilna Gaon, the Gro, which we mentioned last night as well, and the Imre Noyam, that we also mentioned last year, that the reason some tzaddikim experienced troubles is simply because they were not at that intense level of bitachon. Related to this, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yoina speak about overcoming the fear of sin. These sources establish that bitachon can prevail even when a person is aware of their own spiritual shortcomings. The Ramban in Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, Perek Aleph, he states, "Habayteach ino yori shema yigam achet." The one who is bayteach is not scared lest the sin cause him harm. K'moisha Omar David, "Mishmua ro lo yiro nochoin libo b'tuch Hashem." As David said, "From bad tidings he shall not fear; his heart is firm and trusting in Hashem." The Ramban brings that pasuk that the Gemara brought by Hillel HaZaken as an explicit proof that a person knows that no bad will come upon him. And if you learn the rest of the parak in the Ramban, you'll see that he says explicitly again, he states that a ma'amin, a believer, is not a boteach because he has a chasarin, a deficiency, that he's scared of shema yigram achet, lest the sin cause him harm. But a true boteach, yoideya sheyatzileyu mitzarosoi, sheyiten loy ritzoin liba bitevasoi, that he will save him from his trouble, that he will give him his heart's desire in his goodness. Hashem will fulfill whatever he wants in his heart and his desires. And this is also explicit in Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishlei Paragimel, that he says the true midah bitachon obligates a person to rely by MS truthfully on the Rachmei Hashem, mercy of Hashem, and the Chastei Hashem, the kindness of Hashem. Like it says in the Pasuk, V'ani b'chastecha b'tachti, and I relied on your kindness. And he adds, Gam b'yois avaynoisov rabin v'atzumin, even when his sins are many and vast, a person can still hope toward the Rachmei Hashem to be saved from a tzara, even if the tzara is kreva, it's close. There's also in Gemara, in Yuma, on Tessa Mebeis, when it's talking about contrasting the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, it says, Rishoyim hayu, they were wicked, Elo shetalu b'dvid choynam b'Hashem, they hung their trust, their reliance in Hashem. And it says that they said, Loi tavoy aleinu ra, no evil will come upon us. And the Mashah and the Ben Yoyada say, the Mashah is actually not in Yuma, it's in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. It says explicitly that their betachon helped them be safe from destruction, even though they were Rishon. This is also explicit in Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Chachma Shlomo, on Shulchan Aruch Ayin Chaim, Tuf Kof Pei Gimel Aleph, when he discusses eating Simonim on Rosh Hashanah, and he says that which it says in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, to eat Devarim Tovim Umetukim, good and sweet things, it doesn't mean like a Derech Tefillah, that should be a way of a prayer, because that's not a place of tefillah. What it means is that you're showing that he believes and relies, and so it will be. The way you eat and you do these simanim, you're sure that this is exactly what's going to happen. And as Rav Shlomo Kluger, for this reason, a person should be accustomed to say on Rosh Hashanah after tefillah shachris, Kol man da avar achmar l'tavol, everything the merciful one does is for good, v'ganzu l'tovo, and this too is for good. And for this reason, they established to eat good and sweet foods because, chas v'shalom, heaven forbid, it was decreed to the contrary. It will be switched through this, and it will be l'toiva again, al yidei, a person's betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we will just add, incidentally, this is exactly what we explained earlier. The midas ha-betochen is saying gamzu l'toiva, but the result is akol yiyah l'toiva, everything will be good. And next time, we're going to continue more proofs to this idea.